The Bridge on Air, a podcast with and about foreigners living in Slovakia. Hi there, my name is Miša Vrabová and you're listening to The Bridge on Air, a podcast with and about foreigners living in Slovakia. How and why did they happen to live here? What do they do? Are they happy? And most importantly, do they like halušky? Oh, almost forgot to mention, it's in English. So if you're having any trouble understanding or maybe want to pick up some new vocab, check our blog section at thebridge.sk. Let's start with a short quiz. It's called Quick Answers to Tough Questions, but don't panic. You are not the one who will be answering them. My guests will.
Favorite place in Slovakia?
Želiezovce.
Želiezovce?
Želiezovce.
Why?
Because I got there kind of the best people I meet in Slovakia. They are from there.
It's kind of a small town.
Yeah, it's a small.
How many people from Želiezovce have you met?
I don't know, but I'm sure I meet all of them. So,
it's a good one.
Yeah, so
Želiezovce
is my place.
God. Okay, you surprised me.
Yeah.
Favorite Slovak meal?
Halušky.
Oh, good. Haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah, halušky.
Brinzové?
Brinzové halušky.
With bacon on top?
Oh my With God. Bacon, petršlen and...
Oh my God, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Can you make halušky, by the way?
I can make halušky.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can make halušky. I learned.
All right.
I mean, with the frozen.
That's not the same.
Yeah.
It's really easy, yes. And it's always better when you make them from scratch. All right. Favorite Slovak drink.
Non-alcoholic or
any? What do you like to drink? Which is like kind of at least kind of Slovak.
Slovak drink. The only.
Do you drink alcohol?
Like I don't drink alcohol, but I taste a lot of alcohol. Like it's not that I don't drink them; that my body don't take them. But I'm not real. Like you, I'm sure here everybody who's Slovak drink more than me. Even if they don't drink alcohol, they drink more than me.
It's possible.
Yeah.
So have you tried our spirits? I don't know, like Slivovica, Hruška.
Yeah, I have. All of them. All of them. Palenka, domáca palenka, borovička, all of them.
Favorite Slovak song?
Any from Addis.
Okay. Can you sing a little maybe from anything?
If I can sing?
A little or, you know, do something.
In Slovak?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just gonna make this and you will sing also with me. You will help
maybe,
me because you're not gonna let me alone. Yeah. Musika po me, hraj mi, hraj mi, hraj mi.
No, po me,
hraj mi, hraj mi. Daj chvíľu, daj mi. A po me, IT.
Good. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, that's shorty.
That's
this.
My guy.
Yeah.
I'm his boss.
I knew you will know this song. Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Slovak word?
Ale čo je?
Ale čo je?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
You use it a lot?
Or... Okamžite.
Okamžite.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, when she is mad at me or she want to be like possessive, kinda, she's like, okamžite, you know?
Come here, yeah, okamžite.
Okamžite, yeah. So I really like...
I thought you use it for your dog.
No, she like, used it for me.
Neil.
Maybe she mean it like that, so she used it for me.
Okamžite. Yeah. Say hello to your girlfriend for me.
I will.
Okamžite.
Okamžite.
All right. And the last one. Favorite Slovak personality? I probably know the answer already. I think Addis is your favorite Slovak personality, right?
Like, I'm really, really proud that I met that guy because he really showed something in my life that... It kind of changed. Mm-hmm. Still not, but I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will in some way.
The Bridge on Air. This is Hector, a young and ambitious rapper from Venezuela who'd like to make a mark in music in Slovakia. A long way from being a tour guide in Bratislava Old Town, right? As communicative and friendly as he is, he found his first job here on the second day he stepped foot in Slovakia. He loves living in Petržalka with his dog and has amazingly curly hair. The Bridge on Air.
Hello, Hector.
Hello, hello, hello.
I have to be honest from the very beginning. It is the first time in the history of The Bridge on Air that I start the chat knowing only your name and the country you are from, because I don't even remember how we met.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
It's really the first time. I usually do the research and everything, but I was like, how? I don't even know his
I can tell you.
I know, you will tell me. But so you're Hector.
Yeah.
In Slovak, we would call you Hector.
Hector, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you are from Venezuela.
From Venezuela.
Yeah, that much I gathered from the teaser the end of a previous episode, because you said in your country there is the longest waterfall in the world.
Yeah.
And I saw the pics. Oh my God.
That's the one we got. It's actually really close to my city.
Really?
Yeah, because I live in the south part. I live really in the border with Brazil. Uh-huh. So that is kind of in the way to Brazil.
Okay.
So
how many times have you been there?
Not even one.
Once only?
Not even one.
Oh, not even, what?
Yeah.
You're kidding?
No.
How
because
is that possible?
The reality to get there is actually really expensive if you live in Venezuela. You know what I mean? Like, the cost of the trip is really expensive because you can only get there by helicopter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I see. All right.
So
I understand.
It's actually really expensive.
Uh-huh. So it's like what, in the middle of the jungle or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's in the middle of nothing.
Of nothing.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad because of that side. But if you get the chance to be there, you will have one of the best experiences you
Probably.
Can ever have. They say that after you get into the water, the one is falling.
Yeah.
They feel something different in the body. Like they
what?
Feel, because it's really cold and okay. It's like a refresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
The name is Salto de Angel.
Salto Angel.
Salto Angela. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Salto Angel.
Angels Fall. Yeah.
Angels Fall. All right. You said that you've been home, what, a month ago? Or did I misheard?
No. I said that I was talking about 1 month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
about. So when was the last time when...
I was in Venezuela?
Yeah.
Oh, 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you miss Venezuela?
I do miss Venezuela. Yeah. I miss the weather. I miss...
Oh, the weather.
Yeah, I miss the people still left there. And my daily routines.
Okay, who did you leave there?
My dad.
Okay, I thought so.
Brothers. I got two brothers.
Okay.
From that, because my mom and dad only got me.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
so half brothers.
Half brother from that side. Two brothers that are younger than me and one sister.
Nice.
Yeah, that she's older than me.
All right, so you probably... Okay, as far as I understand, you left with your mom to Italy.
No.
Okay. So tell
me. I was all my life living in Venezuela.
All right.
But with my mom.
Okay.
My mom leave... in the south, and my dad lived more in the Caribbean side, like next to the ocean, next to Caracas, near to Caracas, maybe you know.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I was like with my mom whole time, and vacations, I was going with my dad.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, really nice. And then at my 17, 18, I went to Canada. By myself, because my sister from mom's side was living there.
Okay.
So I got there with her.
To study or to work or?
I went to study.
Okay,
I went to study.
Good
yeah,
for you.
Study and work at the same time. And then I then just start. I just stopped studying and only working because I was in a English academy. And I wasn't improving. Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to say something bad to that academy. It was amazing the time I was there, but I needed more to talk with the people.
And yeah, it's always the best option.
Yeah, so I tell my mom, like, hey, let me now just work with the people. And then I found a job in a gym. I was like front desk.
Okay.
And I was, I was talking with people. Hey, how many members do you want? How many months? You want the longest one? So, yeah. And I was in Canada a year and a half, almost two. And from Canada, I went to Mexico.
All right.
I stayed there a month. It was like vacation time. I was in vacation mode.
Where did you go? I've been to Mexico.
Yeah, I was in Ciudad de Mexico.
Okay.
And also in Guadalajara.
Okay, nice.
In those. Right.
Nice vacation.
Those two. Yeah, beautiful.
I love Mexico City.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's one of the best cities ever.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's amazing people. Yeah. The food is amazing. Yeah. The culture is kind of the same than me, so I was far from my home, but at the same time, I was feeling kind of close.
Language is
the same. And yeah, from Mexico, I went to Europe, and I found out I was coming to Slovakia.
But why?
Because my uncle is Slovak.
What?
Yeah, he's a Slovak. My mom's sister... She's married with the Slovak.
Okay, now I get it.
All my life.
All right.
Yeah.
So your mom and her sister, they're Italian.
Yeah.
But she married a Slovak guy.
Exactly.
And they're living here.
They were always living in Venezuela. All the time they were living in Venezuela. Yeah.
Okay, so did he recommend this little country in the middle of Europe?
No, he didn't recommend, but he got an accident and he... better take medical cares here than in Venezuela.
All right.
Yeah.
So you...
So he got here, and when I was leaving Canada, because I gotta leave, my mom was like, okay, you go to Europe, then make your passport, because it's not good to... It's not better option to go to Venezuela. I don't want you there. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Europe and find out. And yeah, so they were here. So it was like, okay, let's be there the first 2 months, like without pay, rent, because they was not
going
to ask me.
So they kind of helped you out.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And you were staying with them.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was staying with them and they received me. And after then I was just like, okay, I'm going to be here because I wanted to make my Italian passport and then go back to Canada.
Okay.
That was the plan. Yeah, that was the plan. But then I like it here. I really love it. The first 3 months, I can tell you, were amazing here.
Hopefully not only the first 3 months.
No. Until now, it's really nice. It's really nice.
It's funny. You're not the first, of course, plans because they kind of like... fell in love with the country.
Yeah, which you don't expect.
Which is always shocking to me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been living here for a long time.
I can't
remember. But it amazes me. Like, they plan just to, you know, stop here for a little while, visit or something.
Yeah.
And they end up living here for like, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years. Like, that's what?
That's,
how? Why?
That's my case.
That's your case.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I only came for a stop, but that stop is long.
it's 5 years long.
Yeah. And I can't imagine it's going to be like, I'm not planning to go next 5 years. I don't know what's coming in the future. I cannot tell, of course.
Sure, yeah.
But I can tell you that my plans are staying here.
The Bridge on Air.
So you feel at home here, kind of? I mean, 5 years is a long time.
Yeah, 5 years is a long time. Culture is what I can tell you is, of course, different. But I feel really cozy here. I feel good. I feel good.
All right, so what do you do?
What I do.
Okay, let me tell you this to explain the situation why I don't know anything about you, because after our Christmas party from work, which was wild, a lot of alcohol, dancing and stuff, and the next morning I found a text on WhatsApp from some number.
Some random number.
I didn't know, saying like, hey, hi, we met last night, what about podcast? I was like, what? When did that happen? How? Who is that?
Yeah.
But then I kind of like remembered a glimpse of some conversation.
Some flashback.
Yeah, probably my colleague Shorty introduced us. I honestly don't remember. So we met at our Christmas party.
Yeah.
Were you there because Shorty was performing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So you do something with music or dancing?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I can tell you why I was there. I'm a really good friend of Addis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Music producer?
Yeah. Music producer, interpreter, everything. Yes. What is about music.
Very productive.
He's the god, I can tell you. Yeah. And
what, you're helping out Addis or
I'm just friend of him, and I got the chance because he got studio.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened the doors for me, and I'm trying also to make my music career here in Slovakia.
So you're into music?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm into music and making kind of Spanish and Slovak music.
Fusion?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Some Latino with Slovak.
Have you released anything yet? Or?
Yeah. Okay. There is this album, it's called Bratis Fornia. Uh-huh. Because is Addis the interpreter, and Rauni.
Okay.
He's a singer from LA.
Yes, I know.
And yeah, they got an album and they give me the chance to be in two songs.
So you're featuring?
Yeah, I'm featuring with them in two songs there, and hopefully this year I'm gonna make my own album.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Finger crossed.
Can't wait. Excited.
Finger crossed.
Finger crossed.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not easy. I mean, you're very lucky that you met Addis and so on.
It's just luck. It's huge luck. It's huge luck that I'm with these people and they giving me the chance to be with them and spend time with them. They are really
learn
nice.
Learn from them.
Yeah, yeah. Learn from them and just have fun with them. That's what I most like, that they have fun.
Okay, got it. That's your dream, that's your passion and everything. But what do you do for a living? Because I guess, you know.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I can tell you in this way because it will be better. When I get to Slovakia, my aunt told me, let's walk to the town. So she took me to... She took me to
show you the city,
yeah,
the old town. The city.
Yeah, she was here for a month and she wanted to show me the city. So we were walking around the town and I'm seeing the places, my first time in Slovakia. And then I just saw a small table saying like city tours. When I was young, I was traveling a lot. I was going to resorts and I was all the time watching the guys who were working with the tourist people.
Okay.
And I liked them. I was all the time talking to them like, hey, what's up? Because they were always really open, really friendly.
Yes, they have to be.
In Dominican Republic. So it was where I was where I was there most of the time. And they're really nice. So when I saw that, I just remembered that. And I was like, it will be nice if I try this type of work.
What?
Yeah, just like that.
A tourist guide?
Yeah, just like that.
On the first day?
On the second day in Slovakia, yeah. And I'm walking and I'm going there and I ask the guy which is standing there and I tell him, hey, I'm just asking if there is a chance I can work here, like how it will be, with who I gotta talk. And he tell me, look, you can ask that woman is passing. There was this woman. I go to her and she was like, hey, hello, how are you? I introduce myself. I ask for the job. She tell me, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. She tell
no
me, yeah.
No way.
She asked me, when you want to start? You want to start? I was like, okay, maybe in a week, maybe uh-huh. next month. She tell me, you want to start tomorrow?
But don't you need a training or something?
She tell me, don't you want to start tomorrow? And I was like thinking, but in my head was like, oh, it's too quick. I wasn't expecting that. And then she was like really quick, or maybe you can start now. You can start today. And I was like, what? That's
mind blowing. Yeah. Like how?
And I was like, okay, yeah, I can start now. I tell my aunt, okay, bye. I'm going to be here until 4 p.m., I guess. It was 10. I was tired, but I was like, okay, let's see. And I start working that day.
No yeah. way.
Yeah. It was only selling the tour.
Oh,
I was
okay.
only selling the tour.
All
I was
right.
like, hey, let's go to the city. And I was explaining right. them, hey, this
okay,
is the castle.
Now I get it.
We're going in this train. And from this train, we're going here. So,
all right.
it was
not
more
like
that.
Doing the tour, but selling the tour.
Yeah, selling okay. the tour. But 3 months after, I saw one lady passing with a Segway. I don't know if you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I do know yeah. Segway, yeah.
Yeah. She was passing with a Segway. And I just I just watched her passing in front of me. And then I saw her passing back. And I called her, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, no, I'm a tour guide. I'm doing tours, but on Segway. And I was like, that's more fun. That's definitely more fun.
I love Segway.
And after like 5 months, I was already the...
You're unbelievable.
The tour guide of the Segway company.
Wow.
Yeah. They give me like 5 pages of all in Spanish, in English, and...
So you do 2 languages?
Yeah. I was doing 3 languages by the time.
3 languages?
Yeah. Italian.
You can speak Italian as well?
I could speak Italian. Now I cannot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with languages, once you don't use it...
Yeah. And now the thing is, when I try to speak Italian... I speak Slovak. Well, if you tell me to speak Italian now, if you put my mom here and she's speaking to me in Italian, and I will
answer in Slovak.
I will answer in Slovak. But I'm trying in Italian, but the words are coming
yeah.
are Slovak.
That's funny.
I start working in Narcos restaurant. There are some
okay.
restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Narcos. Yeah, it's Mexican food.
Na Laurinskaj? Oh, okay. Okay. I remember now. Yes.
In front of Mondio.
Yes, 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 yes.
That
okay.
one. I was working there.
Okay. As a waiter or?
Yeah, I was, there is, that's like self, like I'm there and you asking me what to put inside of the burrito. So I was preparing the burrito in front of you, like you
oh,
was telling
okay.
me, hey, I want rice. So it was like a Subway kind of.
Okay, so
you're
making
you add what they want to.
Oh, I would kill for a burrito right now.
Yeah, burrito is a really nice thing.
Yeah, and I love Mexican food.
Yeah, there you can have fun.
Oh my God, that's so you didn't even have time to enjoy the city.
Yeah.
You started working
yeah,
like
working
straight
with
ahead.
It. Yeah, exactly.
But on the other hand, you probably know more about the city than a lot of people here living here for.
I know. Yeah, because they give me like 5 pages in Spanish and 5 in English, so I had to.
Still, could be more than you know,
yeah,
the rest
to.
Of us know.
I had to.
Oh my God! Oh my God! And you still do that.
No.
No.
Now I'm not doing that. I'm right now working in a Potravini.
In Petrzelka?
No. In Transkemito.
Transkemito.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really small. There's
yeah, I know
not
there,
even,
yes.
There is no even place for me. Yeah. I'm there and I'm like, God.
Well, you should find something else.
Yeah. Like, the thing is that I need time now because I'm trying with the music.
Oh, okay.
So I need a lot of times, and there are if I will find a job that I will need to be really into that job, then it will take my time. So
got it. And this is flexible, I guess.
Yeah, this is really flexible.
You can exchange shifts.
Yeah, I can change shifts. Then I can tell her, hey, these days I cannot, these days I can.
That's cool.
The Bridge on Air.
Okay, for how long did you stay with your aunt? 2 months? More?
Kind of four, yeah.
Okay.
4 months, yeah.
And then you decided to, you know, make it on your own?
Yeah, then I just moved to Petrushalka.
Okay, and there you're staying till now?
Yeah.
So how?
Not in the same house, maybe in the... I was in one building and then I moved to the next building.
Okay, for a bigger flat?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was, because in the first one, I was living with roommates. Mm-hmm. I was sharing the flat as a normal...
Yeah, like a student.
Yeah, as a student, yeah.
And now you live alone?
Yeah, now I live in a whole flat.
Do you enjoy living in Petrushalka?
Yeah, I do enjoy living in Petrushalka.
But still, it's a kind of unusual place to pick when you're a foreigner and you're deciding where to live within the city. Petrushalka usually is not the first choice, you know?
Yeah,
I know. So why Petrushalka?
Well, animal.
All right. I got a dog.
Yeah, I got a dog.
Well, what kind of dog?
Bull terrier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a bull terrier.
What's his name?
Mulan.
What does it mean? Does it mean anything?
You know, the Disney warrior.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
That's
kind of my...
Yeah, it's the same name. Mulan.
Yeah, it's the same name. I choose that name because of her. Because that's kind of one of my favorite movie.
Okay. And Disney characters.
Yeah. And I just wanted to name her Mulan.
That's nice, actually. So it's a she.
Is she, yeah.
All right.
And my mom bring her from Venezuela. My mom took her from Venezuela. She's born in Caracas. Yeah.
Okay.
Proud of her.
Does she like it here?
Yeah, the first 3 months, it was really tough for her because she didn't adapt. She didn't know where she was at. She was barking to everything. Uh-huh. She was not aggressive, but protective. Like, she was watching somebody passing by and she was already like in defensive mood.
Yes.
She's not aggressive. I'm just saying because I know there is a lot of people thinking about bull terriers that they are bad breed or aggressive breed, but it's just not like that. It's just the way how
it's
you...
It's always about the owner.
Yeah, it's just about the owner. And... Yeah, she was a bit defensive at the first 4 months maybe, but then she just really got relaxed and she's now normal, like
a sweet dog
barking in Slovak already. Yeah.
Okay, so that was the reason why you went to Petrushalka, because you were allowed to have a pet.
No, that was the reason why I stayed in Petrushalka.
Oh, okay.
Because. There is a lot of green in Petrushalka. If I go to Ruzhinov, there is not... Yeah, I got... what's the name of the...
Kuhajda?
Kuhajda, okay. Yeah. You got Kuhajda, you got green place, but I think in Petrushalka, because I live kind of at the end, so there is...
Much more greenery. Much more greenery.
So she's like really free in there.
Happy.
Yeah, she's really happy.
You have friends here and everything, so... Normal social life, as in any other country, and so on and so on. Have you found love yet? I mean, you're still young. How old are you? Like, really young, right?
23.
23, oh my God.
Yeah, I found love in Slovakia.
Yeah? Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, I did. Two times.
Two times already?
In my 5 years.
That's a success, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, my first girl here in Slovakia, I was 3 years with her. She's from Komarno. She's more like Hungarian. Mm-hmm. And I'm right now with one girl from Levice.
Oh, again?
Yeah, from Czecho. Yeah, again.
Again, kind of Hungarian side. Yeah. Okay, so when I meet you, like in, let's say, 5 years' time, you'll still be here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
That's your plan.
I have not about... I don't think in other way.
Good.
I know I will be happy here,
for
sure.
All right, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like a very healthy, ambitious young man. So I'm really, really crossing my fingers for you and for your career.
Thank you.
And,
thank you very much.
If you pursue this type of career, we will see each other again, definitely.
Yeah, I hope. I hope so. I hope so. I'm definitely hoping so.
Okay, Hector, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The Bridge on Air. That was Hector, a young rapper slash tour guide from Venezuela who is fond of Želiezovce and Brinzové halušky. Coming up next, this guy. Can you guess where he's from?
All right, here is a riddle for you. My name is A. I come from a land where two worlds meet, beneath the sun's enduring heat. Ancient guardians stand in silence, their secrets told as history's guidance. Known not just for our ancient glory, but for our seaside, probably part of your story. If you want to know more about me, what do I do in Slovakia, meet me soon with Misa. See you.
Make sure you check him out in the next episode. If you are having any trouble understanding, or you maybe want to pick up some new vocab, check our podcast section at thebridge.sk. The Bridge on Air, a podcast with and about foreigners living in Slovakia.